You're listening to SBS News.
When hospitality worker Amir Ashraf heard the government was introducing a wage subsidy for those who'd lost their job due to the coronavirus economic downturn, he was initially relieved. But reading through the fine print, the 30-year-old Indian national and Australian permanent resident discovered that he would be excluded from the payment.
I was kind of, you know, trawling through the criteria trying to find, you know, where I would fit in. And here I am sitting, sitting with the third stimulus package going, all right, where do I fit in over here?
The federal government on Monday announced it would spend $130 billion to subsidise the wages of up to 6 million Australians during the coronavirus pandemic, in a bid to stem the wave of people being forced onto welfare. The $1,500 per fortnight flat payment will be given to employers who have lost 30% or more of their revenue to pass on to their employees in order to keep them on the books during the COVID-19 crisis. While the payment does cover casual workers, it only covers those who have been in the job for over 12 months. Mr. Ashraf has only worked in his job since January and will not be eligible for the payment. There is believed to be around 2.6 million casual workers in the Australian economy. It's unclear how many of those have lost their jobs and have been employed for less than 12 months. Mr. Ashraf says he feels as if the government has forgotten him.
I feel like the government's doing what they think is reaching every corner of the workforce, but really they're missing out on huge spots of it. Like, because we know that hospitality is such a high turnover industry, so majority of people that you come across have worked in their workplace for a very short time.
Tim Kennedy, the National Secretary of the United Workers Union, said there was a lot of concern among members about the government's plan.
The initial reaction is there's a lot of concern because the arbitrary definition of when a casual can access this payment seems quite nonsensical on the basis that everyone has to live.
He called on the government to revise their initial announcement to include workers in other categories.
Yeah, our view is that the payment needs to go to all workers. That's casuals, labour hire, sole traders, freelancers, contractors, gig workers, irrespective of their citizenship as well. We just cannot have a crisis where some are more privileged than others.
SBS News has contacted the Office of the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, for comment. They did not respond. You can keep up to date on coronavirus news in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Charney Blakali, SBS News.